感谢主早晨赐给我们有这一首诗歌，越唱越喜欢。
The more I sing it, the more I like it.
越唱越觉得这首诗歌的宝贵。
The more I sing, the more I think this hymn is really precious.
早晨想先问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
This morning I have a question for us.
神爱不爱你？
Do you think God loves you?
爱。
Yes, he does.
只有少数几个弟兄姐妹说。
Only a few brothers and sisters answered.
再问一次，神爱不爱你？
So I ask him again. Does God love you?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那再一个问题。
And another question.
神为什么爱你？
Why does God love you?
啊。有没有弟兄姐妹觉得神爱我是因为我可爱？
Does anyone think God loves me because I'm lovable?
还有没有人觉得说神爱我是因为我能够给他做事？
Does anyone think God loves me because I can do things for him, I can serve him?
刚刚已经有弟兄姐妹回答了这个问题。
Some brother and sister already answered the question.
神爱我们就是因为他爱我们。
He loves us because he loves us.
在申命记第七章啊，神借着摩西对他所爱的以色列说。
In Deuteronomy, God spoke through Moses to Israel, whom he loves.
他说：“耶和华专爱你们。”
God loves you.
并不是因为你们人多。
Not because you are great in number.
也不是因为你们有什么特别。
Not because you are stronger.
他说：“耶和华爱你们的原因，就是因为他爱你。”
But he loves you because he has loved you.
就刚刚弟兄告诉我们，约翰一书告诉我们说，神就是爱。
So our brother said in quoted from First John that God is love.
弟兄也已经先说了，今天的题目是讲到爱。
And our brother already told us that the message today is about love.
所以我们知道这是一个非常不容易讲的题目。
We know it's a difficult topic.
但是这是我们却也都真真实实经历到的。
But we have already experienced such a love.
早晨，我们先来读一点主的话语。
So let us read from the word of the Lord.
请先打开我们的圣经到哥罗西书第三章。
Please first turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 3.
新约哥罗西书第三章。
New Testament, Colossians chapter 3.
我们要读第三章，我们从从十二节读到第十四节。
We'll read from verse 12 to verse 14.
哥罗西书第三章第十二节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有间隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Colossians 3:12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love.Which is the perfect bond of unity.
请再翻到哥林多前书第十三章。
Then please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
这是我们都非常熟悉的经文。
And we know these scriptures very well.
但是我们还是愿意再读一次。
But we want to read them again.
哥林多前书第十三章，我们从第一节读到第八节一半。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, we'll read from verse 1 to the First part of verse 8.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的靶一般。
If I speak with tongues of men and of angels and do not have love, I have become a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识。而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人， 又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, and do not have love, it profits me nothing.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous.Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, and it does not seek its own. It is not provoked, it does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.Love never fails.
我们下去要读的弟兄刚刚已经提到了，在约翰一书第四章。
And what we'll read next, our brother has already mentioned in 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章，我们读第八节。
John chapter 4, we'll read verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
第十六节
And then verse 16.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
We have come to know and have believed the love which God has given for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
十七节，这样爱在我们里面得以完全。
And then the first part of verse 17. By this,Love is perfected with us.
最后一处我们在读罗马书。
And lastly, in the book of Romans,
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
我们从第五节的下半节读到第八节。
We'll read from the second half of verse 5 to verse 8.
罗马书第五章啊，第五章第五节下半节，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Verse 5 Because the love of GodHas been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given unto us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. And for one who will hardly die for the righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that which, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
我们在一起有点祷告。
Let us have further words of prayers.
我们的满心感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
主早晨蒙爱的儿女能够一同在你的面前。
Lord, today, all the children that's loved by you can come before your presence.
我们能够把你所当得的敬拜、赞美和感谢来献给你。
We can give you all the praises and honor and glory that you deserve.
主实在是因为你爱了我。
Because you have first loved us.
主虽然我们认识的那么少。
Even though we know your love so little.
但主我们的心深深知道你已经爱了我。
But our heart know.For certain that you have already loved us.
愿早晨你将再将圣灵赐给我们。
May you pour out your Holy Spirit to us this morning.
愿圣灵再将神的爱浇灌在我们众人心里。
That through the Holy Spirit, the love of God can shed abroad in our hearts.
主，好像我们对爱的认识不仅于是知识。
So that that we will not only just have a knowledge of your love.
让我们从心里头真知道你是爱了我。
But that we can truly know in our hearts that you love us.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 这段日子以来，心里面一直有一个负担。
during this time I have this burden in my heart.
就是我们看到主拯救我们的心意。
That I see the purpose of His salvation for us.
他不仅将我们从那黑暗的权势里头拯救出来。
Not only He has rescued us out of the dominion of darkness.
把我们带进他爱子的国里。
And He brought us into the kingdom of His, the Son of His love.
他不仅叫我们因着信，他把他的生命赐给我们。
Not only because of our faith, He has given us His life.
他更是愿意在我们身上来完成他的新造。
But He also desires to accomplish the new creation in us.
要叫他全面的救恩能够成就在我们身上。
That the fullness of His salvation can be accomplished.
就是把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
That we can all even be formed to the likeness of His beloved
Son. 叫我们能够在地上的日子来彰显他儿子的荣耀。
That while here on earth, we can manifest His glory.
为此缘故，提摩太前书第四章告诉我们。
For this purpose, in 1 Timothy, it tells us,
说操练身体益处还少。
It tells us that bodily discipline is only of little profit.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But godliness is profitable for all things.
因有今生和来世的应许。
Since he holds the promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
我们知道今天在我们当中许多年轻人他们都非常殷勤地锻炼他们的身体。
We know many young people among us, they're very diligent in exercising their body.
可能不是全部，但是有不少的年轻人。
Even if not all of them, but quite a few of them are exercising their body.
所以我们从他们身上的确看见操练身体的益处。
And we see the profits that they have gained from exercising their bodies.
但这个益处呢，圣经告诉我们说是少的。
But the Bible tells us this profits very little.
为什么呢
why is that?
那是因为它只是在我们今生的这个身体上面它有带来一些的益处。
Because he only profits us while we're living here in this body.
但是相较于操练敬虔
But comparing to exercising godliness,
它的操练敬虔的益处实在是太大了。
The profit from gaining from godliness is great.
因为不仅叫我们在今生有益处
But because it does not only profit this present life,
就是将来我们进到永世里头去的时候，它仍然有很大的益处。
It's even one day as we enter into glory, into eternity, it will profit as much.
因着操练敬虔的益处实在是太大了。
Because this great profit from exercising godliness,
就显得操练身体的益处的确是小。
Therefore, in comparison, exercising bodily exercise profits very little.
那操练敬虔是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to exercise godliness?
操练敬虔就是要像神。
Godliness means to be like God.
神所招来的人，他要我们能够像他。
We who are called by Him, He called us to be like Him.
这里讲到要像神，不是指着我们外面如何的来像我们的神。
And it does not talk about how we need to, that our outward, image need to be made like Him.
它乃是指着我们里面要像神。
But inside of us, we will be like Him.
这个像不是靠着从外头来学习学来的。
And it's not something that we can learn from outwardly.
我们像神乃是让神的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
But that the life of God can be lived out and flowed out through us.
乃是借着我们的性格的建立，叫神的形象能够从我们生活当中彰显出来。
Through building up our characters, that the characters of God can be manifested through us.
所以今天如果我们在地上来操练敬虔
So if we can exercise godliness
就是叫我们能够顺着神的生命在我们里头的的这个性情
Then through the nature of God in us
我们能够来培养来建立出像神那样的性格
That we can exercise and build up the characters of God
而当这些性格渐渐地组织在我们身上
And when these characters become mature in us
渐渐成型在我们身上
When they become formed
就成为我们这个人的一个人格。
Then it becomes our own characters.
就是我们这个人是如何。
That this will tell us how and who we are.
这是一件非常严肃的事情。
And it's a very serious matter.
我们看见今天在我们所在的这个世代里。
We see in this generation that we live in.
无论是在家庭当中。
Either it's in families.
无论是在我们工作的环境里。
Or in our work environment.
甚至在神的教会当中。
Even in the church and assemblies of God.
基本上所有的问题都是围绕在这人的问题的上面。
All the problems, it involves among men.
今天在基督徒的家庭生活当中。
And in the Christian family.
我们看见夫妻之间有不少的难处。
We see many husband and wife have problems among each other.
许多家庭不美满。
And many families and marriages are not complete or
父母与儿女的关系也有许多的困难。
And there are many problems between parents and children.
特别是青少年的孩子。
Especially teenager children.
我们看见这些的问题的根本原因都是因为人出了问题。
We see all the roots of these problems because of men.
可能是在父母身上。
Perhaps the problems lies in the parents.
也可能在孩子们身上。
Perhaps it lies in the children.
那都是因为人出了问题。
But it all because men had problems.
在工作环境中也是如此。
It's the same way in the work environment.
我从前工作的公司
，before the company I worked at，
我们看见在那里有许多的主管，他们有世界上受了世界上最好的学问。
I see there were many executives. They had the best degrees and education from this world.
他们都是非常聪明，也非常有能力的一般人。
They were very bright and competent.
但是到后来，因着人。有了问题。
But because there were problems with the characters of men.
我们看见不仅自己。犯罪被关到监牢里。
Not only they themselves have offended the law and was imprisoned.
因为这个人的问题，叫公司也破产倒闭。
But because of their problem, the whole entire company was destroyed.
也害了成千上万的人都遭受牵连。
And tens of thousands lost their jobs.
我们看见，就是连在教会的侍奉当中也是如此。
Even the it is the same way in the service at church.
有许多非常有恩赐、有能力的人。
There are many brothers and sisters who are gifted and who had many talents from the Lord.
他们也真是能够为主摆上。
They could really offer themselves before the Lord.
但是因着人的问题。
But because of their characters.
因着性格的问题。
Because there were problems in themselves.
我们看见不仅这个人受了亏损。
Not only they suffered loss.
就连他为主所做的一切工作也受了亏损。
But even all his work and services before the Lord.
甚至连主的名的见证。和见证都受了羞辱。
Even the testimony to the name of the Lord was ashamed, was put to shame.
就好像连长弟兄曾经这样说，这样的人他为主建造了一尺。
Our brother, elderly brother and sisters has described to us, people like that has perhaps built a foot for the Lord.
但是因着人出了问题。
But because his character was flawed.
他却拆毁了一丈。
He destroyed a yard.
他所拆毁的比他所建造的还要多得多。
He destroyed more than what he has built.
这都是因为人有了问题。
Because man was flawed.
我们过去这个礼拜也听到弟兄姐妹和我们做了这样的分享。
In the past week, we have heard testimonies from brothers and sisters.
我们看见在一些实在是为主摆上的弟兄姐妹身上。
We saw among the brothers and sisters who has really offered themselves to the Lord.
有的人他实在是有一颗向主的热心。
There are those who really have a zealous heart for the Lord.
但是因着人性格的问题。
But because of the character of the men.
他们不仅叫自己受了亏损。
Not only they suffered loss.
也叫弟兄姐妹，其他弟兄姐妹受了亏损。
But many other brothers and sisters suffered loss with him.
叫神的教会受了亏损。
And the church of God was suffered loss.
也叫主的名蒙羞。
And even the name of the Lord was put to shame.
这都是因为人性格的问题。
But that all because there were flaws in the characters of men.
我们这个人的问题不仅对今生许多方面会产生影响。
And the characters of man not only influences what we have in this present life.
等到将来我们进到永世里去的时候。
But as we enter into eternity.
我们实在是感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
因为神应许我们有一天我们都要进到他的荣耀里。
Because he has already promised us that one day we will all enter into his glory.
但是哥林多前书第十五章告诉我们。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells us.
在那里说到日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光。
That the sun and the moon has its own glory.
星也有星的荣光。
And the starry hosts have their own glories.
这里所讲到荣光是什么意思呢？
What is it talking about having their own glory?
这里的简单说乃是主耶稣从我们身上。彰显出来。
Simply, we can say that it is Christ Jesus that was manifested through us.
主耶稣从我们身上彰显的多，那荣光就大。
If he can manifest more of himself, then there will be more glory.
主耶稣从我们身上彰显的少，那荣光就小。
If he can only be manifested through a little, then the glory will be little.
如果今天主从我们身上能够彰显的荣光，就像萤火虫一样。
If he can manifest himself with a glory like that of a light firefly.
这次我到东岸去，有机会住在一家弟兄姐妹家里头。
And this time, as we went to the East Coast, I had a chance to live with a brother and sister.
在他们家住的那个社区里头啊，就有很多萤火虫。
I stayed at their house, and in their community, there were many fireflies.
我想我们在休斯顿比较少看到。
I think we don't see fireflies very often here in Houston.
特别当我们在傍晚快要天黑的时候啊，看到这个萤火虫，就哎呀，好 好稀奇。
But especially at night, as the sun is setting, you see these fireflies.
特别在那个公园那个森林里头啊，那个萤火虫的光啊，的确挺亮的。
Especially in the park and in the woods, you see the fireflies are very bright.
但是如果我们的主从我们身上彰显的那个荣光，就像萤火虫一样。
But if the glory of the Lord can only be manifested as a firefly, the rest.
我就想啊，不要说等太阳出来了。
Don't even wait for the sun to come up.
如果我拿个手电筒稍微照一照的话。
Even if I hold a torch or if I hold a flashlight,
我想那萤火虫荣光啊，就算不得什么。
Then in comparison to a flashlight, the light from the firefly would be nothing.
弟兄姐妹，将来当我们都进到永世里去
，As we all enter into eternity one day,
在主的荣耀里
，As we enter into His glory,
如果主在我们身上，今生主在我们身上所能够彰显的荣光，的确就像萤火虫那样。
If He can express Himself through us as the glory of the as the light of the firefly,
那我们感到会将会感到何等的惭愧
？Then how embarrassed we will be.
就算我们觉得说我们不在乎
，Even with maybe we think we don't really care that much.
但是主在我们身上的心意，主是何等的失望
？But what about the will of the Father towards us? How will He be disappointed?
所以我们实在是愿意抓住今生还有的机会。
So for every opportunity we have.
我们来操练敬虔
May we exercise godliness
我们叫主的性格更多的更好的能够成形在我们身上
So that his character can be fully accomplished in us
叫我们在今生的日子当中能够为主做一点美好的见证
So that we can be of good testimony to him
前两次和弟兄姐妹交通到关于主的性格的真实和谦卑这两方面
Earlier I shared with you the characters of Christabout the reality and also about the humility. Truth and humility.
I don't
know if you still remember.
如果不记得的话，那肯定没有操练。
If you don't remember, perhaps we didn't exercise them much.
如果有操练，我们靠着主的恩典，盼望在我们身上越来越多能够像主。
By God's grace, may we exercise them so that we can more and more like, be more and more like Him.
早晨我们知道虽然我们的主他还有许许多多美好的性格
This morning we know the Lord has many many beautiful characters
他的温柔
His tenderness
他的忍耐
His patience
他的信实
His faithfulness
他许许多多美好的性格我们没有办法一一的来说
There are many beautiful characters of the Lord we cannot tell you one by one
但是早晨就愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来认识、mm-hmm.这个最重要的性格
But this morning we want to come to see the most important one of all
就是爱
That is love
因为哥罗西书第三章告诉我们
Because Colossians chapter 3 tells us
他说爱就联络了全德
Love is the perfect bond of unity
我们看见意思就是说当你有了爱
What it means is that when you have love
当这个爱的性格在我们身上建立起来
When the character of love is built up in you
那主其他美好的性格也能够在这个根基上面能够一点一点的建立起来
that all the other characters of the Lord can be built up little by little
而且有了这个爱的性格
and if you have the character of love
它也才能够叫我们其他的性格有那真实的意义和价值
then it will give meaning and reality to all the other characters
并且叫我们能够在爱的里面能够完全
and in love you will be built up in perfectness
就像我们的天父完全一样
as your Father in heaven is perfect
主在整章宝训上面所说的你们要完全像天父完全一样就是说到爱这个性格
Through the Sermon on the Mount the Lord says be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect He talks about this character of love
我们刚才读到哥林多前书第十三章那里
Earlier we mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 13
让我们看见这爱是何等的重要
He says how important it is to have love
保罗写信给哥林多教会说你们要切切求那更大的恩赐
Paul wrote this letter to say seek a greater gift
他乃是让我们看见这爱呢它也是一个最大的恩赐
and it shows us this love is the greatest gift of all
它也是最妙的道
and it's a more excellent way
我们也可以说这爱也是那最重要的性格
and it is also the most important character
在这里保罗在十三章这边一开始让我们看见从三个方面来认识爱是何等的重要
And through three aspects in the beginning of chapter 13 Paul tells us how important it is to have love
他这边一方面讲到有了神迹你若是能行神迹或是你经历了神迹却没有爱 就像明德罗想的法一样。
On one hand, it says if you can speak tongues, if you experience miracles, but you do not have love, it's nothing but a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
第二方面，保罗也让我们看见，我们若是有许多的恩赐。
Or if you have a lot of gifts,
我们能够在神的教会中服事。
You can prophesy and serve.
但是如果没有了爱，也算不得什么。
But if you do not have love, you are nothing.
第三方面，让我们看见，我们就算有那很好的善行。
Thirdly, if you have the good deeds.
他说，如果没有了爱。
But if you do not have love,
对我们也没有什么益处。
It profits us nothing.
所以这三个方面，乃是保罗愿意让我们看见。爱是何等的重要。
So through these three aspects, Paul wants us to see how important it is to have love.
我想问问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
I want to ask you another question.
在我们当中信主的弟兄姐妹，或是还没有信主的福音朋友。
Among brothers and sisters who have already believed the Lord, or even those who have not yet believed the Lord.
你们有没有曾经想过说，愿意主显一个神迹给我们看
？Have you thought or even asked the Lord to show you a miracle?
或许有人生病了。
Perhaps someone was felt sick.
或许有人有什么样的各式各样的难处。
Perhaps there were difficulties.
我们心里面就想。
So you would think in your heart.
如果神能够显一个神迹。
Only if the Lord show us a miracle.
能够显一个神迹。
If he show us a miracle.
哎呀，那我们就满足了。
Then we'll be satisfied.
那我也听过很多不少的福音朋友这么说。
I also heard gospel friends tell us the same way.
如果主耶稣能够显一个神迹给我看，那我就信了。
If Lord Jesus showed me a sign or a miracle, then I will believe him.
很多时候在我们心里面、心思里头，我们觉得这个神迹啊是非常非常重要。
Very often we think in our heart this miracle is very important.
那这里保罗说，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语。
But here Paul says, if I can speak the tongues of men and of angels.
他说没有了爱呢。它就是虚空的。
But if I don't have love, it's empty.
没有什么意义。
It has no meaning.
我就想到就举个例子。
So I can think of an example.
好像今天早上我在这儿传讲神的话语。
This morning as I'm speaking the word of the Lord to you.
我现在用中文说。
Now I'm speaking in Chinese.
一下子我又讲英文。
And suddenly I'll speak in English.
再来讲德语、讲法语、讲西班牙语。
And I'll go to German and.And then French and Spanish.
讲福州话，讲广东话。
And I'll speak Fukienese for Cantonese.
哇，弟兄姐妹可能觉得，哇，真的见了神迹了。
Perhaps some of you will be amazed. Wow, I see miracles here.
听得懂听不懂还不重要。
It doesn't even matter if you understand what I'm speaking.
只要马丁弟兄啊，他每一种他都可以翻译。
As long as Brother Martin can translate every single language.
哎呀，羡不羡慕
？Wouldn't you be envious?
我想我心里面是有点羡慕。
Perhaps in my heart even I want to see such a miracle. It will truly be a miracle.
那保罗说，就算我们能够有这样的神迹
，But Paul says even if you see a miracle like this,
说我们如果没有爱
，But we do not have love.
他说，就像明德罗想的法
，It's just a noisy gong.
不过就是一些声音，就是
It's just noise.
那另外我们看见在哥林多教会里头他们也蒙神赐了许多的恩赐
And you see in the church of Corinth they have much gift
这边说到先知讲道之能
They have the gift of prophecy
还能够明白各样的奥秘能够明白神的奥秘能够明白基督的奥秘
And they can know all the mystery of God and of Christ
我想我们许多年轻人、啊、都非常羡慕
And I think many young people will be envious of that
不仅如此我们还能够明白地上各式各样的知识。
Not only that, you can know all the knowledge of this earth.
天文地理。
From astronomy to geology.
说不完。
From mathematics to chemistry.
这些我们也都知道。
You will know all the knowledge.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
而且还有全备的信。
And you have all faith.
有大的信心。
You have great faith.
在我们当中，弟兄姐妹常常都说，哎呀，我们信心不够，信心太小。
So often we say among ourselves, oh, our faith is so small.
这里有。保罗说有的人啊他信心很大
But here Paul says there are people with great faith
甚至可以移山叫这个山投到海里头
that they can even move mountain and move it to the sea
哇我们中间若是有这样的一个弟兄或者姐妹的话
If there's a brother or a sister among us that has such a faith
我们肯定觉得这不得了了
Then we'll think it's great
这些恩赐我们羡不羡慕呢
Do we envy for these gifts?
我想的确这些恩赐并不是不好
Surely these gifts are not bad
但是保罗说若没有了爱
But if you do not have love
就算有了这么些这么大的恩赐
Even if you have all the great gifts
他说也算不得什么
Then I am nothing
就好像等于无有一样
It is nothing
从我们心思里头我们觉得这些这么大的恩赐 它是非常有的。
In our heart, we think all these great gifts are something.
啊，那真的是我们心里面所追求的。
And we truly desire after these.
甚至有的弟兄姐妹可能做梦还梦到盼望能够得到这样的。
Perhaps even in your dreams, you dream about having these gifts.
在这里，保罗说，我们如果没有爱，这些的恩赐就像无有一样。
But Paul says, if you do not have love, all these gifts are nothing.
就像虚空一样。
They are empty.
接下来，保罗接着说。我若能将所有的周济穷人
And he continues on to say If I can give all my possessions to feed the poor
这个舍到一个地步啊就连自己的身体都叫人焚烧
To even the point that I can surrender my body to be burned
哇那我们也觉得这个不得了了
And I thought wow this is great
今天如果有人愿意把他的房子田产这个我们可能没有田产那个地产这个车子
if
银行的储蓄就连 401k 都拿出来周济穷人。
If anyone would come to have the good deeds to a point that you will give all, you sell all your house, your field, you might not have a field, but all that you have, your bank account, your saving account, your 401k, you bring it out to save the poor.
到了一个地步，我们说我们连我们的命都不要了。
To a point, you say, I will even give up my own life.
保罗说，若没有爱。
The Paul says, if you do not have love.
说与我没有任何的益处。
It profits me nothing.
所以我们看见在这里，虽然这里的善行本身并没有什么不好。
So we hear all these good deeds are good.
但是我们看见爱是何等的重要。
But we see how important it is to have love.
就是我们不能拿我们所做的善行。
That we cannot take the good deeds that we do.
来代表。我们里头的爱
Just the deeds itself cannot represent the love in our hearts
然而若爱在我们里面
But if love is in us
我们必定会有具体这爱的行动
Then the love will bring out a concrete work and the reality of action
我们需要主在我们心思里头来更新变化我们
That the love of God needs to transform our heart and mind
我们在看见弟兄姐妹许多时候我们都被仇敌所蒙蔽
Because so often we are deceived by the enemy.
让我们以为我们可以靠着善行来代替主那个爱。
We would think that we can use good deeds to replace the love of God.
那什么是爱呢
？So what is love?
我就发现整本圣经里头啊，神实在是没有给爱下一个非常清楚的定义。
And I realized through the whole Bible, God didn't give a very concrete definition of love.
但感谢主，在约翰一书那边，老约翰。清楚的简单的告诉我们
But we thank the Lord that in 1 John the apostle tells us very clearly
我们知道约翰乃是那爱的使徒
And very simply and
他乃是那位靠在主耶稣胸膛的那位使徒
We know John is the apostle that Jesus loves and he's the one that leans against Jesus' bosom
所以对使徒约翰来讲他应该是最认识爱的一个人
So perhaps to him he knows God's love the best
但就是当他到临老的时候
Even in his old age,
他对爱做了这样的一个定义。
He defined love in such a way.
他说神就是爱。
He says God is love.
他没有办法用言语来为爱下一个定义。
There is no other word that can define love.
所以他就说了两次，神就是爱。
So he said it twice, God is love.
所以爱，我们看见，乃是没有办法。来给他下一个定义。
So we see that we cannot give a definition to love.
所以我们看见神就是爱，意思就是说，当我们有了神，我们就有了爱。
And then we see God is love, meaning if we have God, we have love.
当我们有了主耶稣，我们就有了爱。
If we have the Lord Jesus, we have love.
这个我们可以从我们的经历当中，我们来认识这件事情。
And we can see it from our experiences.
不仅来认识，而且我们来证实神就是爱。
Not only we can know that God is love, but that we can prove that He is love.
我们怎么知道神就是爱呢
？How do we know that He is love?
从前我们还没有信主之前
，before we were saved.
我们知道弟兄姐妹向我们传福音。
We know brothers and sisters share gospel with us.
弟兄姐妹怎么传福音呢
？How do they share this gospel?
他们都是告诉我们说神爱世人。
They always tell us God loves the world.
主耶稣爱你。
And Jesus loves you.
所以你相信主耶稣。
So if you believe in Jesus,
就有了永生。
Then you will have eternal life.
那我们听着听着听着。
And then we hear it.
有的快，有的慢。
Some people are faster, some are slower. Some will take a few months, some will take a few years or a decade. But suddenly one day they understand, they realize, they believe and then accept Jesus into their hearts.
And
we see as soon as we believe the Lord, even though nobody will tell you to love the Lord, but as soon as you believe the Lord, you want to love him. As soon as you believe, you love to read his words. As soon as you believe in him, you love to come to gatherings. Why do you want love coming to gatherings? Because God is here and his presence is here. I remember when I was first saved, nobody told me to love God. But every week, from Monday, and I'll wait for Fridays. Is it because I don't have to go to work on Friday?
当然是不用上班是挺好的。
Sure, it's pretty good not having work on Friday. But what really attracts me is to come to the gatherings on Fridays.
对，信主也很喜欢聚会。
Because God is there, and so I love coming to gatherings.
发现我们一信主，我们就爱神了。
And as soon as you believe the Lord, you love God.
不是因为人教导我们的,
not because anyone taught you to love God.
但是因为神就是爱,
but because God is love.
当神进到我们里面,
and when he enters into us,
我们里面就有了爱,
and there is love in us.
同时呢, 当我们一信主了以后, 我们也就会爱基督徒。
And as soon as we love God, we come to love other Christians.
当这个爱进来了,
when this love enters into us,
我们就喜欢, 就是我们就爱那些我们不认识的弟兄姐妹。
And we come to really enjoy and love the brothers and sisters that we don't even yet know.
虽然我们不认识, 但是我们可以爱到个地步呢, 好像比爱我们的手足之亲还要更亲。
Even though we don't know them, but we can love them even to a point that we love them more than our relatives.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候,
I remember when I was first saved,
有机会去餐厅吃饭,
I had a chance to go to a restaurant to eat.
我每次看到有人在那低头祷告的时候,
every time I see someone bow their head to pray before they eat,
我心里面就很高兴,
my heart truly rejoices.
我想这个很可能就是我的弟兄,
I thought, oh, this really is my brother.
我就想找机会啊, 有没有机会能够跟他讲上几句话。
So I always want to find a chance to talk a few words with him.
兄姐妹稀不稀奇?
Isn't that amazing?
我们看见当爱进来了,
you see, when love enters into you,
我们就爱我们的弟兄,
then you will love your brothers.
虽然不认识,
even though you don't know them,
但是我们总想认识他,
but you always want to know
总想跟他来交通主耶稣,
you want to fellowship with them.
那就是神就是爱,
because God is love.
当神进到我们里面,
and when he enters into us,
我们里面就爱我们的弟兄,
and we love our brothers and sisters.
也当神进到我们里面来了以后,
and when he enters into us,
我们也就爱, 自然地就爱那失丧的灵魂,
very naturally you will love all the souls that
were lost. 我们还没有得救的家人,
and you care for all your relatives that were not yet saved.
我们周围还不认识主的, 朋友们,
and you care for all the friends and the people around you that have not yet saved.
所以当我们, 当神一进到我们里面,
so when God enters into your heart,
我们就很自然地就关心那灵魂的宝贵,
very naturally you will see the preciousness of the lost souls.
我记得我刚信主头几个礼拜,
I remember when we were just saved,
我再说一次, 我信主的时候不像弟兄姐妹哈, 在这里还有福音组弟兄姐妹帮助你们认识真理, 还有基要真理组的弟兄姐妹帮助你们认识圣经。
And that time there wasn't a gospel group that helps you to understand the Bible, or a basic truth group that help you to know the basic knowledge.
我信主的时候都还没有人教导我。
And when I was just saved, there was no one around me to teach me.
但我发现我一信主啊, 里头就满了爱。
But I realized as soon as I believed the Lord, my heart was filled with love.
我怎么知道呢?
How do I know this?
每次我当有机会去超市, 超级市场买菜的时候,
every time I go to grocery store,
哎呀, 我就特别注意那个黑头发的那个身影。
And I really pay attention to those who have black hair.
有时候我一经过那个走道,
every time I go through each aisle,
我就觉得好像看到一个那黑头发的人,
if I see someone that's of Asian descent,
我就赶快再绕回来看一看,
and then I'll come back around to the same aisle to take a closer look.
为什么我特别对黑头发有兴趣呢?
Why do I have a special interest in black hair?
当然这是因为我的软弱, 那时候英文还不太好,
because it's my weakness. I didn't have my English wasn't very good.
对啊，当我想要找人讲主耶稣的时候啊, 我当然就
So if I want to find anyone to share about the Lord Jesus, I can only find those who speak Chinese.
所以我就发现很稀奇的事情。
So it's amazing to me.
我总是在那里盼望能够有机会，能够像一些人能够来传讲主耶稣。
But I'm always hoping that there will be opportunity for me to share the Lord Jesus.
那你们，我相信你们也都有类似的经历。
And I trust you do have the similar experience.
就当神进到我们里面了
，When God enters into your heart,
里面就有了爱。
Then there is love in your heart.
我们自然就爱神。
Naturally, you will love God.
我们自然就爱弟兄姐妹。
You will love brothers and sisters.
自然就爱那世上的灵魂。
And you will love the lost souls.
不用人教导的。
No one needs to teach you this.
那是因为爱进来了。
But because love entered into you.
这爱不仅进到我们里面。
Not only entered into your heart.
这爱还要从我们身上流露出来。
But you want to flow out from you.
所以在哥林多前书十三章那边，让我们看见一般人我们说爱的真谛。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, someone called it the truth of love, the models of love.
在这里呢，其实还是让我们看见当爱从里面流露出来的那个光景。
And but it shows us when love is flowing out of our heart, that is the condition.
或者说是爱呢，从我们身上表现出来的一个现象。
Or we can say it's the expression of love.
有弟兄曾经这么说
，A brother once told me，
在这段圣经里头，如果你把那个爱这个字呢，你把它换成主耶稣
，He said if you can replace the word love through the scriptures, to the word Lord Jesus，
你在读的时候你就发现，它是那样的生动活泼。
And you, if you read it again, you see it is so lively。
因为主耶稣他就是那个爱
，Because Lord Jesus is love。
当主耶稣从我们身上活出来的时候
，When He's lived out of us。
当那个爱从我们身上表现出来的时候
，When He's expressed out of us。
他让我们看见，就是那恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Then we see the Lord Jesus is patient and He is kind。
弟兄姐妹，是不是这个样子
？Is it not true？
我们看见我们的主，他是那样的忍耐。
We see that our Lord Jesus, He is long suffering。
当我们从前还不认识他的时候
，Before we knew him，
我们那样做罪人抵挡他的时候
，When we're still sinners opposing him，
甚至于像我这样一个罪人在那里污蔑他的时候
，Even as a sinner as me who blasphemed against him，
但是我们的主在那里很久的忍耐
，But our Lord Jesus suffered long，
他像我们是那样的有恩慈
，And he was so kind。
我刚信主常常想一件事
，And I always ponder upon one thing when I first believed。
如果我们的主只忍耐我77次。
If the Lord, our Lord Jesus, only forgive me 70 times 7 times,
我想我早就灭亡了。
Then I would have been destroyed.
我们虽然是那样的刚硬
，and I was so hard-hearted,
那样的悖逆
，and I was so rebellious.
但是我们的主向着我却是那样的恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
But our Lord Jesus is so patient and He is so kind.
这乃是爱从主身上彰显出来。
And this is love being expressed through our Lord.
这个爱是很有忍耐这件事情啊，我很喜欢啊、连长弟兄他们曾经讲过一个例子。
And our brother has shared with me an example about love is patient.
就像这个我们这个身上的这个舌头。
And it's like the tongue in our body.
我们觉得哈、啊，这个舌头啊，其实在我们身体里头、白体里头啊，是比较软弱的。
And we think this tongue is very weak among all the members of the body.
的确是很软啊。
Truly is very soft.
但这个舌头呢，在我们身上受了很多的苦。
And it has gone through much suffering in our body.
它受谁的苦呢
？Who give him sufferings?
受牙齿。
His teeth make them suffer.
有没有觉得有没有弟兄里面你们有没有哪个人的舌头没有被牙齿咬到过
？Has anyone never bit their own tongue before?
我算是咬的少，但是也被咬过。
It doesn't happen to me often, but it still happened to me before.
挺痛的
It does hurt.
有时候咬了以后啊，就不太能吃东西了。
And after you bit your tongue, it's hard to swallow.
但是我们从这我们的舌头身上啊，就学着这个爱的功课。
But if you see the tongue, you can learn the lesson of love.
我们的舌头啊，它就是在那里恒久忍耐。
And he suffers long.
他被牙齿咬了以后
，He's so patient even after he was bitten by the teeth.
痛得很。
He hurts a lot.
他会不会说？我今天罢工了。
Would he say, I will go on a strike?
你咬我一次，咬我两次。
You have bitten me once and twice.
你常常咬我。
And you always bite me.
那我现在我不工作了。
So I'm no longer going to work.
我们舌头会不会这个样子呢
？Your tongue will not do that.
不会。
Will it?
我们看见我们舌头仍然在那里，又有恩慈在那里来服侍这个身体。
Yet the tongue continues to be patient and kind.And serves the body.
虽然老是被牙齿咬
，Even though it's always bitten by your teeth,
咬了就痛
，and it always hurts.
但是他很久的忍耐
，But he continues to be patient.
那是因为在那里有爱
Because there is love.
他为了这个身体，叫身体得益处。
For the profit of the whole body.
所以他就很久忍耐。
He continues to be patient.
我们跳到后面，你看哈，到这爱的这个表现到后面呢，他讲到最后也讲到爱是凡事忍耐。
And even to the very end, it says he love endures all things.
有位年长弟兄这样子劝勉我们。
Elderly brother had encouraged me.
今天落在我们身上，要表现这个爱。
Saying if in your body you want to express such a love.
我们如果能够学好这个忍耐的功课，就已经很好了。
Then if you can learn the lesson of endurance, then it will be very good.
很多时候我们连这最基本的忍耐都没有。
So often we don't even have this very basic endurance.
我们来到聚会当中聚会。
And we come to our gatherings.
甚至过一段日子，我们参与聚会中的服事。
Even after a while, we start to serve in the assembly.
不服事还好。
Before you serve, it's okay.
一服事啊，就像舌头一样，就被牙齿咬了。
But as soon as you start to serve, you are like a tongue that's always eaten by other teeth.
就是这身体里面的肢体，是不是
？Who are these other teeth?
就是我们
Isn't it just the other members
所爱的弟兄姐妹
and the brothers and sisters around us?
当我们一服事的时候
，As soon as we start to serve,
弟兄姐妹或许有点意见
，and other people will have opinions.
或许给点建议
，they will have suggestions.
或是有一点点的纠正。
Or they will give you corrections.
甚至有点的责备
Or even a rebuke.
哎呀，我们就觉得受伤了
Then we feel that we're hurt.
但是我们不像舌头
But we're not like the tongue.
舌头虽然受伤
The tongue, even though he's hurt,
还服不服侍
He will continue to serve.
你的舌头受伤了，服不服侍
If your tongue is hurt, will he continue to serve?
他在爱里面仍然忍耐着服侍
He will continue to persevere.
但当我们在聚会当中，我们偶尔受伤了以后
，But when we are hurt in our service，
很多时候我们就想，那算了。
So often we will say, then forget it。
那我就不要服侍了。
I will stop serving。
或是我们就想，算了。
I will say, forget it。
我就不要来聚会了。
I won't even come to gathering anymore。
你们问题在哪里
？Where is the problem？
那是因为我们缺乏这个爱。
It's because we don't have this love。
这个爱落在你我的里面。
If this love is in you and in me。
神的话告诉我们，他乃是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
The word of the Lord tells us it is patient, it's long patience, and it's kind.
这边也让我们看见，这个爱表现出来的时候呢，他也是不自夸、不张狂、不做害羞的事。
And this love, when it's fully expressed, it does not brag, it is not arrogant, it does not act unbecomingly.
这里我特别只说到不做害羞的事这件事。
Here I will say something about not acting unbecomingly.
弟兄姐妹。你们知道为什么我们还会犯罪吗
？Why do you know why we still sin？
当然，我们说这个撒旦来试探我们。
Of course, we will say Satan comes to tempt us。
当然说我是犯罪的缘故，乃是因为别人。
Or we can say it's because of others we sin。
如果他不那样说话，我就不会这样发脾气。
If he didn't tell me say such words to me, I will not be provoked to anger。
如果他不那样刺激我，我就不会摔盘子。
If he didn't provoke me, I wouldn't。Throw my dish
如果他不那样对我说话，我就不会这样子对他说话。
If he didn't speak to me first, I wouldn't fight back.
甚至于许多在黑暗中那害羞的事情。
Even many things that you commit in darkness.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们胜不过
？Why can we not overcome it?
一个很根本的原因。
One very basic reason.
就是因为我们缺少了这个爱。
It's because we lack love.
因为在爱里。我们就不做害羞的事情。
Because in love, you will not act unbecomingly.
那因为今天如果在我们身上
，in our lives，
有着害羞的事情
，if there is anything that you act unbecomingly，
是别人不知道的
，that other people do not know，
主都知道
，the Lord knows。
主告诉我们说这是害羞的事。
And He tells us these are unseemly matters。
他说我们要在爱里面
，but in love，
我们就能够不做害羞的事。
You don't have to act unbecomingly.
我们就能够胜过罪的试探。
You'll be able to overcome the temptation of sin.
当我们在爱的里面
，If you're in love,
我们也能够脱离这世界的吸引。
That you can be freed from the attraction of this world.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们都在这件事情当中有许多的挣扎。
Brothers and sisters, we know many of us struggle in these matters.
因为特别我们所在的这个世代。
Especially in this generation,
世界用各式各样的方法来引诱我们。
The world has so many different ways to tempt us.
特别是年轻人。
Especially for the young people.
许许多多的爱爱爱爱爱的东西。
There are many things that starts with the word I.
各式各样的眼目的情欲 肉体的情欲来引诱我们。
So many lusts of the eye and lusts of the flesh will tempt us.
我们实在是觉得说，我们实在是没有那个能力能够胜过。
And we feel that we don't have any power to overcome.
你们，你知道一个秘密吗
？Do you know a secret?
你知道为什么今天我们不够爱神吗
？Do you know why we don't love the Lord enough?
就是因为我们受了世界的引诱。
It's because we've been tempted by the world.
就是因为我们爱了世界。
It's because we came to love the world.
主的话告诉我们
，the word of the Lord tells us.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
兄姐妹，你我不希望你去试试看。
I don't want you to test it.
但我相信你们自己知道。
But I know that you know.
当我们心越爱世界
，the more you love this world,
爱父的心就渐渐的减少。
The love of the Father will decrease.
我们的心，我们就一颗心。
We only have one heart.
在里面，我们爱世界越多
，the more you love the world in your heart,
爱神就越少。
The less you will love God.
相反的，当我们爱神越多
，Oppositely, the more you love the Lord,
我们爱世界也就越少。
Then the less you will love this world.
所以今天我们如何能够不爱世界
？How can we not love this world?
今天如何我们能够胜过这世界的吸引
？How can we overcome the attraction and the temptation of this world?
我们需要让这个爱充满我们的心。
We need this love to fill our hearts.
当爱充满我们
，When His love fills us,
我们就能够不爱世界。
Then we don't have to no longer need to love this world.
在这里，他也讲到说，爱是不求自己的益处。
And here it says it does not seek its own.
罗马书第五章有一句话，一直的在二十年信主二十年当中一直的激励我。
Romans chapter 5, there is a verse that always encourages me.
他说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们死了。
Only Christ, when we were yet still sinners, He died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
This demonstrates His own love towards us.
我们看见我们的主，他是那样的不求自己的益处。
And we see how our God did not seek His own.
他在十字架上
，On the cross,
他不求自己的益处。
He did not seek His own.
他求谁的益处呢
？Whose profit and whose benefit did He seek?
来求这世上的罪人。
He sought the benefit for all the sinners of this world.
乃是为着罪人，他被挂在十字架上。
It was for sinners like us. He was hung on the cross.
每一次当我默想到这句话
，Every time as I meditate on this verse，
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
While we're yet still sinners, Christ died for us.
兄弟们，我们何等需要回到那起初的爱里
？How we need to return back to the first love.
因为唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候
，Because only Christ when we're still sinners，
神的爱在此向我们显明。
God's love is fully demonstrated through this。
姐妹，这是我们一生一世都没有办法完全明白的一件事。
We can never fully fathom this what He did。
我们的主为罪人流血舍命。
But our Lord Jesus, He suffered and bled for the sinners。
神的爱。在此向我们显明
，thus demonstrates God's love for us。
所以，我们看见当这爱从我们身上流露出来的时候
，and so when we see this love being expressed through us，
我们也是不为自己的益处
，we will no longer seek for our own。
我们总是为着别人的益处
，we'll always be seeking for other people's benefits。
我们站在别人的立场来替别人来着想
，we're always thinking on behalf of another。
爱就从我们身上彰显出来。
So。Therefore, love can be manifested through us.
这边也提到，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
He also says it does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
这个我就简单举个例子，我们来认识。
I can give you a simple example.
有些时候弟兄姐妹有一个问题。
Sometimes we have questions.
就是关于这个善意的谎言。
Or rather, one question we ask this lie about right, white lies.
我后来有个机会听到弟兄姐妹中间的讨论呢，就发现大家对于这个善意的谎言呢，到底是好还是不好
？So I have heard some discussions. People are arguing either this white lie is good or bad.
很多时候我们以为善意的谎言是出于爱。
Sometimes we think we say a white lie because out of love.
在这里主的话让我们看见，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
But here the word of the Lord tells us love does not rejoice in rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
真正的爱
，the true love，
它是不能够离开真理。
It cannot depart from truth.
它是不能够离开真实。
It cannot depart from reality.
爱必须是出于真的。
It has to come out of truth.
它也是为着真，
It is for the truth.
也盼望我们能在这个爱的上面，我们能够有一个准确的认识。
So may we have a clear understanding of love.
最后这边说，爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And later on it says, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
让我们看见这个爱它永远不失败。
We see that love never fails.
它这边中文说爱是永不止息，也很好。
The Chinese says the love never ends. It is also good.
因为这里说到的凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，它乃是一个继续的。
Because this bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, is a continuation.
好，这里我们知道，当爱彰显出来的时候，它会有这样的一些表现。
We see when love is expressed, you see all these expressions.
当我们越思想这爱表现出来的时候的那样的光景
，the more we ponder upon these expressions of love,
我们的心是何等的渴慕。我们也能够有这样的一个见证。
More and more, our heart will have a true desire for such a love and to bear testimony to such a love.
但是我们看见，我们不是要去学这些的一个现象。
But we know we're not trying to follow and be conformed to these signs.
这些乃是爱从里面彰显出来。
But this can only be manifested when love is expressed through us.
那我们如何能够得着这样的爱呢
？So how can we gain such a love?
因为我们知道神就是爱。
We know God is love.
所以我们要能够有这样的一个爱的彰显。
If you want to be to have the manifestation of love,
我们就必须要先得着这个爱。
Then we must first gain this love.
所以我们必须要先把我们的神接受到我们心里头来。
Meaning we first have to accept the Lord into our hearts.
罗马书第十章告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 10, it tells us.
我们乃是因为心里相信，口里承认。
And we believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouth.
我们就接待主耶稣进到我们心里。
We confess Jesus is Lord, then we can receive Him into our hearts.
知道当神进来了。
We know as the Lord enters into our hearts.
当主耶稣进到我们里面了。
When Jesus enters into our hearts.
爱就进来了。
Love will enter.
我们就具备了这基本的条件。
Then we have the very basic condition.
能够成为这爱的见证。
So that we can become a testimony.
对，这是我们最基本的一步，如何得着这个爱。
And this is the first step, how we can receive love.
我们必须要将这位爱的主耶稣接到我们心里。
We need to receive Christ, this Lord of love, into our hearts.
第二方面，罗马书第五章第五节那边告诉我们。
And the second, in Romans chapter 5, he tells us.
乃是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
这是我想是我们都经历过的。
And we know we have experienced this.
当我们初蒙恩的时候
When we were first saved by His grace,
我们原不认识什么是爱
We did not know what love was.
但有一天因着蒙神的怜悯
But suddenly one day by His grace,
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
Holy Spirit poured out His love in our hearts.
我们突然间认识了
And suddenly,
神就是爱
Suddenly we come to know that God is love.
这是圣灵在我们身上所做的第一件事情
And it's the first work that the Holy Spirit does in us.
但圣灵不仅一次地将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
Not only once,Did Holy Spirit show us His love?
信主之后
But after we're saved,
圣灵还常常的将神的爱要浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit continues to pour out His love in our hearts.
我们知道，我们实在是为着圣灵保惠师感谢赞美主。
We know we thank and praise the Lord for this Comforter, for this Counselor.
因为保惠师来了
，because the Counselor comes.
他不仅叫我们能够认识主耶稣
，not only we can come to know our Lord Jesus.
他不仅让我们能够来经历主耶稣
，not only we can come to experience our Lord Jesus.
圣灵更要帮助我们，叫我们能够爱我们的主耶稣。
But the Spirit helps us so that we can love our Lord Jesus.
为此缘故，圣灵就常常的将神的爱要浇灌在我们心里。
For this purpose, He continues to pour out the love of God in our hearts.
但是我们身上有一个难处。
But there is a problem, a difficulty in us.
虽然圣灵是愿意将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Even though the Holy Spirit is willing to pour out the love of God.
但是我们觉得在我们经历当中，我们却没有常常这样感觉到。神的爱常常充满在我们里面。
But very often in our experiences, we don't feel this filling up of God's love in us.
当然这个问题是有许多的问题所造成的。
We know this thing, it's because of many different reasons.
但是我们要感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
为此缘故，主在每个主日早晨，他召聚我们。
And that on every Sunday morning, He gathers us.
叫我们能够就像刚刚我们能够围绕在主的饼杯面前
Just like earlier we can surround his table
为什么主要这样子来招聚我们呢
？Why does he gather us such, in such a way?
当然，我们说主乃是要我们来纪念他。
We know he wants us to remember him.
当然，这是很重要的。
Yes, it is important to remember.
当然，我们也知道，我们这样子擘饼纪念主呢，乃是等候主再来。
And we know as we gather before the table, we wait for his coming.
这个也是很重要。
That is also very important.
弟兄姐妹，当我们每次来擘饼的时候
，Every time we come to gather before the table,
我们心里面是不是真实的在那里？盼望等候主再回来。
Every time we break the bread, do we truly have a real longing for His coming?
姐妹，我们必须要知道。
We need to know.
不管你是等候，你还是不等候。
Either you're waiting for Him or you're not.
我们的主他必定还要回来。
He will come.
他快快的就要回来。
He will come soon.
但主愿意借着这样的饼杯来提醒我们。
But the Lord, through His table, He reminds us.
但是更重要的一件事情。
But even more importantly,
主乃是要我们在擘饼聚会当中来享受他
that before the table he wants us to enjoy him
来享受他的爱
to enjoy his love
有个弟兄他用了这样一个比喻
a brother has showed us an example
他说我们就像一个港口一样
he said we're just like a haven a
那 港口怎么样子能够接受那个海的那个潮浪呢
how can a harbor receive all the waves of the ocean
很简单
it's very simple
他不需要做什么
It doesn't have to do anything
他只要向着这个大海呢他口是开的
As long as it opens its gates towards the ocean
同样在我们身上也是如此
It's the same way with us
因为我们知道圣灵要将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
Because we know the Holy Spirit wants to pour out the love of God in our hearts
当我们的心是愿意向着主
If our heart is open towards him
当我们的心向着主是敞开的
If our heart is open towards God
在擘饼聚会当中
Then among the table meeting
圣灵就能够将神的爱充满在我们心里
The Holy Spirit is able, will be able to pour out His love in our hearts, to even to be shed abroad,
叫我们里面满了神的爱
so that our hearts will be filled by His love.
所以为着擘饼，我们实在是要感谢主
So we truly thank the Lord for His table.
我们更盼望弟兄姐妹
And we even desire for all the brothers and sisters.
然后每一个主日，我们来到饼杯的面前
When every week as we come before Him,
我们
先
预备好我们的心
When we prepare our hearts,
我们的心向着主是敞开的
So that our hearts will be open.
我们实在是渴望圣灵更多的将神的爱充满在我们心
That we'll have a desire for more of God's love to be
poured out in us. 叫我们能够胜过罪恶
So that we can overcome sin.
叫我们能够脱离世界
So that we can be freed from this world.
叫我们能够因着这个爱来爱我们的神
That because of love, we can love our God.
因着这个爱，我们能够彼此相爱
By this love, we can love one another.
因着这个爱，我们能够爱那世上的灵魂
By this love, we can love the souls of this world.
那我们就要想
Then we come to think about it.
那我们这样一个礼拜一次够不够
Is it enough that we receive this love once a week?
我想我们弟兄姐妹常常都觉得我们到了礼拜一还可以
Sometimes our brothers and sisters think Monday is okay.
到礼拜二勉勉强强。
But it's barely okay on Tuesday.
到礼拜三这个爱就用尽了。
By Wednesday, this love seems to be running dry.
所以我们一个礼拜一次擘饼是很好了。
So it is good that we come to break bread once a week.
但是我们不能只靠这样子来让主的爱充满在我们
里面。But we can't just rely on this one Sunday meeting.For the love of the Lord to be poured out in our hearts.
有一件事情是我们可以做的。
But there is one thing we can do.
一件很简单的事情。
It's very simple.
也是夏令会孙立兄所提醒我们的。
And even our brothers Godwin Son reminded us during the conference.
他说做基督徒其实很简单。
He says being a Christian is very simple.
怎么样
？What is it?
你要会想。
You need to think about it.
你想对了。
If you think about the right things,
你就活对了。
Then you will live out the right life.
同样的，当我们常常思想神的爱
，In the same way, if we think about His love,
神的爱就容易充满在我们心。
Then it is easier for His love to be poured out in our hearts.
如果我们常常想的是说我们的难处
，If we're always thinking about our difficulties,
如果常常想我们的工作
，If we're always thinking about our work,
如果我们常常想这个世界
，We're always thinking about this world.
这个世界。我们的工作还有我们的难处就充满我们的心
Then the world, our difficulties and our works will fill our hearts
所以你发现今天基督徒为什么很少有那个 喜乐的基督徒
So you see why it's so difficult to see a joyful Christian
我不是说你们
I'm not saying that you're not joyful
请查我自己
But I examine myself
今天一个活在神爱里的基督徒
，for a Christian to be living in the love of God，
他应该是一个最喜乐的基督徒。
He should be the most joyful Christian。
不管环境如何
，doesn't matter what condition，
不管你的老板如何
，what environment，
不管你的配偶如何
，doesn't matter what boss you are under，
不管你的孩子如何
，spouse you have，
不管你的身体是健康还是疾病
，how your children are or how your body and health is。
今天如果我们住在神的爱里
，if you dwell and abide in His love，
今天如果神的爱充满我们的心
，if His love fills our hearts，
里面我们不用说什么。
Then we don't need to say a thing.
在地上就能够为主做美好的见证。
We will be a beautiful testimony.
我们就是在患难中
，even in tribulation，
也是欢欢喜喜的。
We will rejoice in tribulation.
你们就是得胜的见证。
And that is a testimony of victory.
它的秘诀是什么
？What's the secret？
那是因为神的爱充满在我们心。
That the love of God can be poured out in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，我们要常常思想神的爱。
We need to think about His love.
姐妹，我们的主不仅在我们做罪人的时候为我们死了。
Not only He died for us when we're yet still sinners.
不仅在那个时候，神的爱向我们显明。
Not only He showed us His love at that time.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是常常的思想。
But if you think about His love,
神的爱在我们身上是何其的多。
You will see how wonderful and how abundant is His love towards us.
多少时候，就像那离家的浪子一样。
So often we're like the prodigal son.
我们不认识神的爱。
We didn't know the love of God.
我们觉得神没有爱我。
We thought the love, Father didn't love us.
我们就像旧约以色列民一样，说神啊，你在何事上爱了我
？We will be like the Israelites in the Old Testament. He says, "When have you loved us?"
很多时候，我们也像那浪子比喻里头的大儿子一样。
And we'll also be like the elderly brother in the prodigal son.
我们虽然活在神的同在里
，even though we're living in the presence of the Father,
我们就在神的爱里。
We've been living in the love of God.
我们天天读神的话语
Daily we read His words
我们为主这样子摆上那样的摆上
Daily we serve Him and we offer ourselves
我们一个礼拜不仅两次参加聚会
Not only we come to the gathering twice
我们四次五次参加聚会
We come here four or five times
但是我们就像那大儿子一样
But we'll be just like the elderly son
那样的可怜
And so pitiful
他不认识父同在的宝贵
He didn't know how precious he was to be
他没有享受到他就在神的爱里
He didn't know that he was living right in the middle of God's love
他却可怜到说，他连一只小羊羔都没有尝过。
So pitiful, he says, I didn't even, you didn't even give me a little lamb.
用姐妹盼望神拯救我们脱离这大儿子的光景。
May the Lord save us out of the condition of this elderly son.
今天神是何等爱了我们。
He has loved us so much.
我们今天没有像那小儿子离开神的家。
We're not like the prodigal son that left the house of God.
但是很多时候我们却像大儿子一样。
But so often we're like the elder son.
我们不认识神的同在。
We didn't know God's presence.
我们没有享受到。神爱的宝贵
We did not enjoy the preciousness of God's love.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要常常来思想。
So we need to think about His love.
来思想神是何等爱的我们。
To meditate how He has loved us.
我记得在我们当中发生过这样一件事。
I remember there was one incident among us.
就是有一位福音朋友，他听了福音。
There was one brother and sister, one gospel friend who heard the gospel.
后来就离开了聚会。
And later on, he left the church.
因着各样的原因。
He left the gathering and because of different reasons.
后来他就遭遇了一个极大的难处。
And later on, he came to encounter a great difficulty.
所以他得到了癌症的末期。
That he had last stage, end stage cancer.
但是我们看见神的爱没有离开他。
But we saw the love of God never left him.
他就像那浪子一样。
And he was just like a prodigal son.
他里头突然就醒悟过来。
Suddenly he came to his senses.
他像浪子一样，他说我要回到我父的家。
Like the prodigal son, he said, I will return to my father's house.
这位福音朋友就回到我们的聚会当中。
And he came back to the gathering.
虽然医生已经放弃治疗。
Even though the doctor has already gave up treatment.
但当这个我们这个弟兄回到神的家里，就像浪子回到父亲家里一样。
When this brother came back to God's house, just like the prodigal son went back to the father's house.
他经历到了父的慈爱。
He experienced the loving kindness of the father.
经历到父将那上好的袍子给他穿上。
He experienced how the father has robed him with the best robe.
将那戒指戴在他指头上。
And put a ring on his finger.
将那鞋穿在他脚上。
And put a sandal on his feet.
为他宰了那肥牛犊。
And even killed the fatted calf.
我们弟兄在我们当中受浸
，and he was baptized.
他享受到那父的爱
，he fully enjoyed the love of God.
他就回到国内去度过他最后的一段时间
，and then he returned to China to spend his last days.
就是他回到中国以后
，after he returned to China,
神的爱仍然向他显现
，his love, God's love continues to be poured out in him.
神在那里见着他从来不认识的弟兄姐妹。
And through the brothers and sisters that he never knew in China.
天天到医院里头来探望他。
They daily come to the hospital to visit him.
环绕他。
And surrounded him.
在那里唱诗赞美我们的主。
They surrounded him with praises and hymns and singing.
把他包围在神的爱里。
And he was surrounded in the love of God.
到一个直到一个月后，他就回到父的家里。
Even after a month, he returned to his heavenly home.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到神是何等爱了我们。
We see how God has loved us.
也他盼望我们能够认识他更深的爱。
And he desires for us to know more of his love.
弟兄姊妹，告诉你们一个秘诀。
We'll tell you the secret.
你知道我们如何能够认识神更深的爱吗？
Do you know how to know this deeper love of the Lord?
乃是在我们的难处里。
It is in your tribulations.
你知道父的爱允许患难临到我们。
You see, because of God's love, He allows tribulations to come to us.
很多时候我们问说
，So often we will ask,
为什么我遭遇这样的事
？Why me? Why does this come to me?
主啊，你若爱我，为什么你允许这样的事发生在我身上
？If you really love me, why do you allow such a thing to happen to me?
但是殊不知，这乃是神要把我们带进他更深的爱的里头。
But we didn't know it was God's purpose to bring us into a deeper experience of His love.
姐妹，我们实在何等需要来认识神，他是何等爱了我。
How we need to know how God has loved us.
原谅我啊，分享一件啊最近的事情。
Do you forgive me for sharing something that happened to me very recently?
在我们上一个月夏令会前的前面一两个礼拜。
Before the summer conference, last month.
我身体突然间感到非常的不适。
A couple of weeks before the summer conference, I suddenly felt ill.
就在一个最软弱，身体最软弱的一个晚上。
And on the evening where I felt the weakest.
我心里面突然间有一个念头。
Suddenly there was a thought in my heart.
就想如果有一天
I thought if one day
我软弱到一个地步
I became so weak that I can no longer serve him
不能再为主做什么
that I can no longer do anything for God
也不能和弟兄姊妹一同聚会来追求主
even to a point that I cannot come to gatherings to seek the Lord with brothers and sisters if I have no strength to do the smallest thing
在见主之前那我该怎么办
what should I do before I go to the Lord
那感谢主在那时就在当时就一个微小的声音对我说
At that time there was a very small voice that told me
要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神
Love the Lord your God with all your heart with all your soul with all your mind
突然间认识到一件事
So I suddenly realized
弟兄姊妹其实神对我们的要求是非常非常没有什么要求
His requirement for us is very minimal
他把他自己完全的因着爱我们完全赐给了我们
Because of love, he has already given himself fully to us.
实在对我们没有什么所求
He didn't require anything from us.
但他却在他心里头他有一件事情他盼望从我们身上得着
But there was one thing that he desires from us.
就是他盼望我们对他的爱有一个回应
He desires that there will be a response to his love.
还不是说为他做什么
Not just to do something for him.
还不是说给他什么
It's not to give him anything.
他乃是愿意我们能够爱主我们的神
But he wants us to love the Lord our God.
我得到很大的安慰
I was greatly encouraged.
能够明白神所要的
And I realized what he required of me.
因为我们都能够做一个真心爱主的人
And we truly have a true and sincere heart to love the Lord.
我们一起低头祷告
Let us bow our head in prayers.
我们的心实在是感谢你
Lord, our heart, thank you.
主，当我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们死了。
While we're still sinners, you died for us.
主，直到今日，我们还是不能够认识你是如何爱了我们。
Even today, we still cannot fully fathom how you have loved us.
主，我们若是有认识
，If we have any understanding of your love,
主，我们就不会
犯罪。Then we will not sin.
主，我们若认识你的爱
，If we know your love,
我们就不会爱世界。
Then we will not love this world.
主，我们若认识你是如何爱了我
，If we know how much you have loved us,
主，我们就会尽心尽性尽意爱你。
That we will love you with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. Lord, may you forgive us.
赦免我们亏欠掉你的爱。
Forgive how we have fallen short of your love.
主，但是感谢你。
But we thank you, Lord.
你说你的爱永不止息。
Your love never fails.
愿你的爱继续来激励我。
May you continue to constrain us with your love.
愿圣灵更多将神的爱浇灌在我们。
That the Holy Spirit can shed your love abroad in our hearts.
让我们都能够做一个尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的人。
And we can love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.